Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to today's Kartik Inspirations. It's so nice to have a feeling that people are there on the other side and listening to these things which are so precious to our hearts. Today I would like to talk about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan that are ongoing and that sometimes come through. Rupa Goswami wrote in Lalita Madhava, "The dust from cows and calves on the road creates a kind of darkness, indicating that Krishna is returning home from the pasture. Also, the darkness of evening induces the gopis to meet Krishna. Thus, the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis are covered by a kind of transcendental darkness and are therefore impossible for ordinary scholars of the Vedas to see. You can only see through the eyes of devotion. Otherwise, we cannot see the spiritual reality." There is in Bhaktamala a narration about one little boy called Bandhu who became at an early age an orphan. He went to Navadvip town and he heard there from a sadhu that the only way, the only person who can help you is Krishna. So the boy had only one desire in his heart left, to find Krishna. He asked everyone on the road, where is Krishna? And somehow he was directed to a party of pilgrims who went from Navadvip to Vrindavan and took him along. Then Vrindavan, he continued his project to ask, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Finally, one other sadhu whom he asked on the street said, it's not so easy to see Krishna. You must be trained by a spiritual master. Can you show me a guru? So the sadhu directed the young boy Bandhu to a very nice elderly gentleman who lived with his wife and I believe 7 cows or so in Sringavad. And he accepted Bandhu. Bandhu became the cowherd, and every morning he listened to the elderly sadhu explain the Bhagavata. Then in the morning later he would go and bring the cows out. Now one day Bandhu, it was late in the afternoon, was with his cows on the bank of the Yamuna when he saw on the other side a dust cloud that created a kind of darkness, indicating that Krishna is returning home from the pasture. I'm repeating Rupa Goswami's words. Then the dust cloud disappeared. The next day he again saw this phenomena, only this time he heard flutes coming from the dust clouds. And on subsequent days, he actually was allowed to see the cows and the cowherd boys. He ran over the Yamuna, and day by day, he became a little bit closer, so that one day he met Krishna and Balaram, who asked him, "Do you have something to eat? We are so hungry from cow herding." And Bandhu shared the remaining portion of what he had left in his tiffin, where he kept his food. So So the guru and his wife noticed a transformation going on in little Bandhu. Then one day, the guru asked his disciple, "What is going on?" And Bandhu told him, "I'm meeting Krishna and Balaram and I'm giving them chapatis." So the guru said, "May I come along and also see it?" Bandhu said, "Of course." At the time, the late evening, not late afternoon, Bandhu saw again the herd of cows and he ran over the Yamuna to join Krishna Balaram. This time the guru, although he didn't see anything, he also ran after Bandhu, seeing the ecstatic transformations in his disciple. And he ran through the Yamuna, but he didn't see anything. He continued running after his disciple until he stumbled over a stone, a big type of rock, which he had not seen. So when Krishna saw this old man is going to fall, and he's going to fall hard, he for a moment broke his rules. He immediately came forward to catch the guru, and he caught him in his arms, and for a moment this old man was allowed to see Krishna's beautiful face. And then again, the kind of darkness or the veil of yoga maya was drawn and he did not see anything. But this one little darshan was enough. When he was brought on a bullock cart home, because he was so overwhelmed with feeling, his life had changed forever. So Vrindavan, Krishna is still there up to this time. But as Rupa Goswami says, these pastimes with Krishna and also the gopis are covered by a kind of transcendental darkness. Devotees in Vrindavan don't mind that. They know Krishna is everywhere. They know he hears their prayers. They know he receives their service. And when he thinks that the devotee is sufficiently purified, he might reveal himself. Thank you so much, and all the best. See you tomorrow.
Hare